Well, this morning we are joined on our program by Sandy Booker from the Cam Middle School. We're going to talk a little bit about the Greenhouse Project. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
Just fine and dandy.
Counting down the days, huh?
Yeah, I sure am. I probably shouldn't be, but I am.
Well, everybody does this time of the year. It gets to be an exciting time as school gets close to closing down here for the year. But before things close down, you've got a little business to tend to with the Greenhouse Project. Coming up, you've got a sale, right?
Have a sale the weekend of Mother's Day, and this has been a very good year for us just simply because of the fact that the weather's been nice. We were able to get to the greenhouse a lot earlier than normal, just simply because we didn't have to run as much propane, so we took a chance on the weather, and our bet paid off, and we really need some people to come down and buy some plants.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Friday, May 11th, from 4 to 6, Saturday, May 12th, 9 to noon, folks can stop down, and they're going to find a lot, right?
They're going to find a lot, and we really went a lot heavier this year on vegetable plants. We have a large variety of tomatoes. We had some people call in and say, would you grow these again? So we even started some later ones. We have some peppers. And new this year, we decided to go with some herbs. So we have some cilantro and some basil and different types of things that people have thought maybe they wanted to use. And with prices maybe going to be a little bit higher on food this year and some people talking about gardening, we went a lot heavier with vegetable plants. We do still have flowers and hanging baskets. And then new this year, we planted some perennials out at our outdoor classroom. Hy-Vee gave us some perennials last year. We planted them out there last fall and just went out and dug them up this last week. So we have some different things that we hope they come in and they take a look at.
Great. Well, I know we visited in the past about this, the past years, and we've had a chance to visit with some students as well about the project. But can you refresh our minds a little bit about how this greenhouse project works?
I sure can. We have a class down here, Dean Downer and I teach it, and it's called a Man and Environment class. And it's nothing against the girls. We just tell them that's kind of what we came up with a few years ago, and we're definitely not biased. But we do a lot of projects during the year. We have a 65-acre outdoor classroom. We also take them on a camping trip, and that's all kind of a first-semester type of classroom. And then as soon as we come back from Christmas break, the kids start planting seeds in my classroom, and we have some grow lights and a lot of shelving units that we use. And they are in charge of those plants from the time that they are planted until they start to germinate and then until we take them up to the greenhouse. So they have hands-on from the time that they are started until the time they leave the greenhouse. They are also required to work one shift at the greenhouse over Mother's Day weekend on that Friday and that Saturday as part of their grade. And they then get to see the selling part and learn about the difference between annuals and perennials and biennials. And we do keep with a lot of the basic plants. We don't get too exotic because that's kind of beyond me. So the students have a curriculum that involves a little bit of science, a little bit of reading, some math, some business skills, and we just feel like we cover the whole gamut that way.
Is the goal to teach these kids some lifetime skills?
Hopefully. We want to teach them not lifetime skills so that they can get away from the texting and actually talk to people is kind of a goal that we want to have, too. When they have to sell the plants, they have to interact with people. And we've had a lot of positive comments from our customers about the kids and how they've related to them when they have come in to buy their plants. And this year, we even did a little bit of square foot gardening. I've been up to the Cass County Master Gardeners Convention a couple different times, so we decided to try some square foot gardening, hoping that we can get just a few things on the plate here for the kids that are in the class before school is out. So there's a lot of different life skills, and some people, they never plant a garden. Some people do, so we have kids that know a little bit about it and kids that know maybe nothing about it.
Sandy, I realize sometimes when you put a class like this together, you might get a kid or two that kind of thinks, oh, I'll take it, it'll be an easy grade and what have you. But why do the kids, by and large, take this? Do they give you feedback on why they take the course and then why they keep retaking it?
I think the main reason that they say every time is almost everything is hands-on. And our four walls aren't limited to the brick and mortar of the schoolhouse. Our four walls are outside. So they get a chance to go to the outdoor classroom, and we do pruning of trees, manual labor. There are some kids that they really don't know how to use a rake or some simple tools. They've really never done that very much before. And all of a sudden, they kind of discover that not everything's in a textbook, but better yet, not everything can you Google. You need to go ahead and actually learn and get your hands dirty. And Dean and my motto is basically, instead of leaving no child left behind, maybe we need to think about no child left inside.
And the kids who come in here thinking it might be an easy grade might be surprised by that, too.
They are. We go a lot on, in fact, right now, we've told the kids up there in the greenhouse, it's run as a business. And when you no longer can function as a worker, you're fired. So it's a little bit like, I don't know, the show that's called Celebrity Apprentice or something, they said it's on TV. I don't watch that, but it's that way. And they can either lose their grade or they're simply removed from class. Because we need to get them understanding that you do have to work no matter where you are, and you can't just not do anything and get the promotion or keep the job or whatever. And they understand that they have to work, and that's kind of what the 1 hour or the one shift that they have to work in the greenhouse comes in under also.
Well, I'd love to see you and Dean in Donald Trump wigs, actually.
We might look pretty good. You just never know.
Well, Sandy, of course, there's the other component to it as well, and that's the financial component, and it's got to sustain itself. And one of the things that you do is, of course, this sale. But do you get feedback from folks as to what they might be looking for so you can kind of make plans for next year?
I usually do, but sometimes it's not at the greenhouse. I got, like I said, several people asked me earlier about March, maybe April, hey, did you plant the pineapple tomatoes this year? Yes, I did. Did you plant some super beefsteak? No, I haven't, but I will definitely get those. But everything that we sell out of the greenhouse goes right back into the greenhouse fund. The school pays for the water and the electricity, but they really can't pay for the amount of propane that we use. So a lot of that has to go for propane and supplies for the greenhouse. We have been very fortunate that 21st Century Co-op out here and Randy Doherty allows us to purchase propane at their price, which helps us out immensely. And this year, like I said, we didn't have to use as much propane as what we thought. So everything that is sold, and we don't sell them at high prices for the fact that we want people to come in, buy good quality plants, not have to spend tons of money, because right now that could be an issue for families that are trying to put some food on the table. And, you know, our overhead is kind of low when you look at labor costs, since the kids are doing all the work. But everything will go right back into that greenhouse in hopes that we can fund it for future classes.
Well, you are pretty well supported each year. It seems like you get good crowds.
We do. Our communities are just absolutely great. They constantly are calling, hey, are you going to do it again this year? If I see people out starting about January or February, they want to know if the greenhouse is going to run. And they have pretty much, that's why we stick with Mother's Day weekend. It's kind of been a tradition. They understand that it's that time. And I'll be quite honest, if you want something from the greenhouse, you better be there Friday night, because last year when people came in at Saturday morning, there wasn't a whole lot to pick from. We do, we probably have well over 800 vegetable plants. So we're heavy on those this year, and we're hoping to get rid of a lot of them. We're even encouraging the students to take them home, grow their own plants if there's some things left over, and possibly sell them. You know, maybe they can make a little bit of extra money that way. So we're trying to do a lot of different things with it. And again, the square foot gardening is an added feature this year, trying to see what we can do with that. So it's been a lot of fun.
A lot of fun for everybody. Is it kind of a unique opportunity for the students in the CAM district?
I think so. From what I hear from other schools, they don't have a program like this. And this also allows our eighth graders to be part of our FFA, because we're getting the horticulture part in there. Now, I'm not a horticulture teacher by any means. I've been fortunate enough that we've been able to put these seeds in the soil and they've grown, and we've been able to take care of them. But there aren't a lot of schools that I know of that even have the outdoor classroom that we have, the 65 acres, and it's kind of a jewel here in southeastern Cass County that a lot of people don't know about, and the kids absolutely love the outdoor classroom. If they had to pick between the greenhouse and the outdoor classroom, I'd say 95% of them would pick that outdoor classroom.
Very good. Well, they have to know math, too. They have to be able to make change. So there's a lot of classwork involved. Well, great. Again, those days and times coming up this Friday, May 11th from 4 to 6 p.m., and then again on Saturday, May the 12th from 9 until noon. Stop in and see what they have to offer. Sandy, where do they go? Where is the greenhouse located?
The greenhouse is located just to the east of our middle school in the bus parking lot. So when you come up the street and you see the buses, just go right on. Pull into the parking lot, and we're behind the bus parking lot there.
Easy enough to find. Well, good luck again, Sandy. Congratulations on another good growing year this year. Boy, it was great this year, and we hope you have great success here with the sale.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate all your PR. That really helps us get out the word and remind people that we're having the sale. I appreciate that.